KSTO St. Olaf College Radio stream is online at www.stolaf.edu/org/KSTO. At the moment right now, I'm actually recording this while putting headphones in my ears, so I'm hearing my voice at the exact same time I'm saying it, which is tripping me out so much. Yes, we now have working headphones in the studio here. Ooh, exciting. Tonight I figured we might as well... I finally thought I would settle on the fanfiction of choice, being the Subspace Emissary one. It seems to have continuity, and it seems to have length to it, so we could listen to it for a period of time. It seems I've done the misfortune of keeping a very low charge of my battery on my computer, and I did not have the foresight to bring my charger with me, so the show's probably going to end early. I know, it's extremely weak to end a show early, but frankly, it doesn't matter. It's Halloween night. Yeah, I get a break. I deserve a break, too, I suppose. You're listening to 93.1 FM, KSTO, St. Olaf College Radio. Stream us online at www.stolaf.edu/org/KSTO. I'm not going to go into a song because I figured that would be slightly inappropriate given that I just did an extended intro and some mumbling, so I might as well start with a story, much to your pleasure. Chapter 3, Invasion, the Primates Attack. I should go into some backstory. Chapter 1, Lucas and... No, not Lucas. Chris and Lucario... for this guy has a Pokemon that came out of a video game, we're enjoying an afternoon, and Master Hand and Crazy Hand from the game Super Smash Bros. Came out of a video game and put them into one, saying that these things called the Primates, oh my god, 49 minutes of battery, my god, my computer is dying. Distractions, yes. So, they're sucked into the game Earthbound to defend it against the Primates, where they meet up with Jeff. And there's really not much to say, and I know that sounded really vague, but so is the story, so let's continue. Chris, Jeff, and the Bubble Monkey reaches where the voice came from. Lucario was helping a guy to stand up. There are evil purple monsters inside the Brick Road, the man told the quartet. I'm Brick Road, the Dungeon Master, by the way. I remember the character Brick Road. He was depressing, according to my knowledge. He would create dungeons out of what he had, and it was just very... depressing to see his attempts to challenge the player. Did you saw anything else, Chris asked. Well, I saw those weird robots carrying a bomb with a red X mark on it, Brick Road pointed out. Then Lucario ran inside the Brick Road. Geez, he doesn't even wait for us, does he? Jeff asked. And the other three ran inside. Author's note. It is more interesting if you read the chapters while playing music for the part. Oh. The author says I should play music for this part. Well, I actually have Earthbound music. I wonder if I could do that. Let's see here. All I have is Tucson music, but if he insists. Alright. Here's some Tucson music, and hopefully my voice can be heard. I have no idea, really. Should turn that down a bit. Ooh, this is nice. This is nice. Put this on loop. Chris, Lucario's, and Jeff's faces appear below the screen with 0% of damage, and the whole place turns into a side-scroller. Get ready! Primates appear from the roof holding blue lightsabers. However, Lucario acts quickly and starts to beat them up. If I can calculate the radius of trajectory of the bottle rocket, Jeff said, using a rocket and directing it towards a group of five primates, it explodes and blasts them away. Then this should be quite easy. I can't do anything yet. I don't know any attack, Chris said. Then use the help of the bubble monkey, Jeff pointed out. The bubble monkey was just standing in front of Chris chewing gum. Spit gum in those primids over there. Chris pointed to three primids, and the bubble monkey spat gum out in their eyes, and somehow they began to attack each other and destroy themselves. I will think about why those primids are so dangerous. Oh, God, I was... No mean to be extremely pretentious or whatever, but I was a much better writer than this when I was in the fourth grade. I can see that X-bomb Brick Bro told us about, Jeff said, adjusting his glasses, looking at the bomb with a countdown of 3 minutes. Hi-ya! Lucario punched with great force the bomb, but it didn't bulge at all. What? He continued punching it, but without any success. I can't destroy this thing! And more primids appeared surrounding the four. This bomb will be quite a challenge to disable. Protect me while you're fighting the primids. Jeff started to check the bomb to find any part to disable while Chris, Lucario, and the Bubble Monkey were fighting. There, there, and there, too. Chris was commanding the attacks to the Bubble Monkey, and every attack hit the primids' eyes, destroying them with the blue lasers. They're pretty stupid, you know, he pointed out. Lucario was surrounded by 8 primids. They pillied themselves above him, but he lifted them up and threw them off the screen. What? Screen? Okay, music starting. But unfortunately, the Bubble Monkey ran out of gum, and 5 primids were surrounding Chris and the Bubble Monkey. Help! Chris yelled. Lucario used extreme speed to beat them in a flash. Thanks, Chris smiled at Lucario. By my analysis, the way to disable the bomb is... Jeff ducked and saw a little button with a turn-off words in it and pressed it by pressing this button. Now, the phrase pressing this button was in quotations. Not that I know why. The bomb turns off and the screen fades with a crowd cheering at the heroes. Oh, jeez, this is really bizarre. I don't even know what to make of this. Oh. I've got a little note saying the music ends. Hey, just had to hit one button that time. Instead of shuffling around until I found a button that worked. Thank you for your help. I didn't know there were 4 persons like you coming this way, Brick Road said happily. We were just doing our work, that's all, Chris said, rubbing the back of his head. Suddenly, the subspace bombs turns into a ray machine, and the only one noticing it was the Bubble Monkey. He grabbed Jeff's left hand. Wait a minute, please, Jeff said. The Bubble Monkey then grabs Chris's left hand. Okay, someone forgot what they just typed. Not now, we can't ignore this guy, he muttered to the monkey. But the Bubble Monkey gets annoyed and then grabs Lucario's left hand. What is with this monkey and left hands? What do you want, he asks. The monkey points his finger to the bomb. Lucario turns his head and his eyes widen. I don't know how to repay you, however, Brick Road said in disappointment, ending a sentence with the word however. Wait, what is that sound? He asked, looking around. Jeff turns his head and sees the ray beam pointing at Lucario with a countdown of 10. Lucario, move out now, Chris said. I can't. When I saw that ray, my body froze up suddenly. Lucario couldn't move at all, and the beam was at 0-7. Jeff ran to the machine, and he started to examine it. I can't deactivate it with this time, he said, touching many buttons at the same time. The countdown was now at 0-3, and Lucario was trying to move, but it didn't do any effect. No! Chris ran forward in front of the ray and blocked Lucario. The ray shoots a purple light and hits Chris, punching him to the other side of the road. The ray machine explodes and Lucario can move now. He runs towards the other side with Jeff, the Bubble Monkey and Brick Road following behind. Chris! Lucario yells when he spots Chris. But he was covered in a purple ball and then shines. Everyone blocks their eyes and when it stops, there was a small person besides Chris on the floor. Where am I? The person opened his eyes and sees Jeff, Bubble Monkey, and Brick Road standing at him. I'm lost. But however, he sees Lucario and his eyes widens. A monster! Somebody help me! He runs outside the Brick Road and then he enters to a cave. Where's Chris and who is that kid? Jeff adjusts his glasses. It may seem odd, but that kid was Chris in reality. What? Lucario looked at Jeff. Indeed, he is Chris, the tiny kid wearing the same clothes and skin color was the same as Chris's. That ray must have taken away for some years before him. Now he is a 5-year-old boy, less or more. Isn't the expression more or less? This guy shouldn't try to be creative with idioms. It only gets you in trouble. Which is in the chapter. You know, I suppose it's a really bad idea that I don't read these things ahead. I guess on that note, I'm starting to get a headache from the sound of my own voice. It's not a pretty sound, and I do feel sorry for those that actually tune into the show. You're listening to 93.1 FM, KSTO St. Olaf College Radio. Stream us online at stolf.edu/org/KSTO. The next song I'm going to play is a bit of a longish one. You know, not to your appreciation, of course. I'm sure you want to hear the sound of my lovely voice. It is Katamari on the Funk from Katamari Soul Trains from the Katamari original soundtrack. I guess I can ask you to enjoy it. I haven't listened to this song myself. Then you'll probably enjoy it, actually.
Come on. You know why? Because we're so... Katamari Damacy. We'll be right back.
Exactly.
And after that's pause, that was Katamari on the Funk from the video game Katamari Damacy. Don't you love random screamings of take me higher, take me higher? I have really no clue why they were there. Then again, I have no clue about anything that goes on in the show's content, not meaning that I don't know what I'm doing ahead of time, which most, in terms of music, I know what I'm doing. In terms of the show, I don't. That pencil was audible. I guess I really don't know what my show sounds like now, do I? Well, after some banter, you're listening to 93.1 FM K-Stowe St. Olaf College Radio. Stream us online at www.stolaf.edu/org/kstowe. And on with this abominable story, my battery is dying at a faster rate. It's now giving me the blinky red light, which means that it's not very high. It still says it's got 40 minutes left, but a lower percent of 40 minutes. 23%. Okay, let's do this. Probably because Chris didn't know about you in that age and he took you as a monster. I mean, if I were a 6-year-old boy, I could have run away if I see you standing in front of me. Then Lucario ran outside and heads inside the cave. Do you ever wait for the others just for one time? Jeff asked, annoyed. You should be careful. That cave is not ordinary. That's the Pond Cave, Brick Road points out. I heard there are many mysterious things going on inside. Thanks for the information, sir. Jeff left the Brick Road with the Bubble Monkey following him. See you in another cave and good luck on your journey, Brick Road yelled at them. Meanwhile, inside the Pond Cave... Daddy, Mommy, where are you? I'm alone, Chris said, shivering at the dark place. Suddenly, 5 animated mushrooms appears and surrounds him in a corner. Help! I don't want to be hurted! He ducked in terror and closed his eyes. He was about to cry until he felt something falling above him, and he heard punches and things breaking. Huh? He opened his eyes and saw someone punching the last mushroom, and it became a normal mushroom again. He stood up, and it was Lucario who was punching them. And then he approached towards Lucario. You're not going to run away from me? Lucario asked, worried, but instead of running away, Chris hugged his leg. Huh? Daddy, I knew you'd come to rescue me, Chris said happily. Lucario just blinked confusion at the situation. Sorry, I'm not your father, I'm Lucario. Chris backed away, and he made a frowny face. Lucario quickly acted before the first year could come. Fine, I'm your father. Chris hugged his leg again. Daddy Lucario, he yelled happily. Meanwhile, Ethan blew his own brains out with a gun after reading this sentence. Oh, I have a pounding headache, and the sound of my own voice in these headphones is just making it worse. Did you ever see that Seinfeld episode where George Costanza, he's trying to read a book on risk management, but he can't because when he reads the book, in his head is his own whiny voice, and he can't bring himself to read it. So in the end, So he pretends to be blind, and he gets a book on tape collection of the risk management textbook, and he reads it, and it's in his exact... In listening to the book on tape, it's in his own voice, much to his dismay. And that's sort of what I'm getting right now, except I have a pounding headache from this. Then Jeff, along with the Bubble Monkey, came and saw Chris hugging Lucario's left leg. Again with the left! I wouldn't be surprised if the Bubble Monkey were left-handed. Chris thinks I'm his father, Lucario said to Jeff's mind through telepathy. So you can also talk through telepathy. Interesting, Jeff said, adjusting his glasses. I might point out that Jeff is the only one in the Earthbound series who does not have telepathic powers. He thinks you're his father now. What did you do to make him think that? I defeated 5 monsters who were going to attack him. No, I think you should take care of him while I search for a cure for this predicament. I totally realize that I'm not even recording on my podcast, so there's going to be a giant gap for those who listen, but you know, it's what you get for not actually tuning in. No, wait, I am. Hey, I'm good at remembering things. I'm special. I defeated 5 Now I think you should take care of him while I was searching for a cure for this predicament. There is a way to cure him? Lucario asked. I don't exactly know, but I'll do everything in my hands, but don't rush me at my work. Fine, I'm counting on you. Lucario closed his eyes and nodded. Daddy Lucario, can we leave this place? It's creepy, Chris asked. Lucario placed his hand over Chris's head and rubbed it. Yes. Yes. Lucario said and smiled a little bit. And so our four heroes continued their journey into the depths of the Pond Cave of Winters. Onto the Threed Underground. Chapter 4. Daddy Lucario, Protect Me. So, Paula, what do you do in your free time? Asked Ness.
Sometimes I help my mom with her kinder to calm down the kids.
Paula responded. Oh. It was a moment of silence between the two PK kids.
And what is your favorite food?
Paula asked. Steak. My mom knows what I like, Ness answered. Another moment of silence. You know, I really think that the moment of silence might actually be Ness's awkward flirting. Do you think you could call Jeff again if he's heading here?
I use the last of my mind to call him. I only hope he can make it here,
Paula answered. Then another moment of silence passed. A cricket was making sounds.
Do you ever remove your cap, Ness?
Now that I think about it, I always remove my cap when I'm going to sleep, but I don't remove it until bedtime.
Ow.
She said only that. Silent moment before spoking. Do you know who the other fourth kid is? Ness asked.
I think I know his name, but I forgot that it rhymes with poo.
That is gross. Who has a name like that?
Ask his parents, genius.
Wait. I remember there was a character whose name was Poo. Not that it rhymed with Poo. His name was actually Poo. But not fecal matter. You know, of course, I mean, we're better people than that. Moment of silence. Isn't it weird that the graveyard is above us? Ness asked.
Why are you asking that anyways? Remember that we fought a trash can?
Paula asked. Oh, right. That is also weird. How can a trash can have hatred deep inside?
Probably because his owner didn't recycle him yet. There was a lot of gross things in there.
Paula shuddered at the thought on her head. Moment of silence. Do you want to play what the thinking is the other person?
No, we can read people's minds. That would be cheating.
That's not cheating. That's strategy, Ness pointed out.
I hate when people says that,
Paula said, annoyed. How about if we then lift the rock with our psychic powers and see who can lift it the most time?
Well, I'm in, then.
Both of them grabbed a tiny rock above their fingers, looking at each other, although that will take a long time for sure. Meanwhile, in Winters, inside the pond cave, the bubble monkey threw a rope to the other three. Jeff climbed first and last because Lucario grabbed Chris and jumped to the top.
There is air coming near here.
The exit should be near then, Lucario pointed out.
What is the shiny light? Chris asked, pointing in a straight light blocking an exit.
I don't know, but the exit is in the opposite direction, Jeff said, looking at the exit.
Chris ran outside alone. Just how energetic was Chris in his childhood? Jeff asked, with the bubble monkey and Lucario falling behind.
Ah, snow!
Chris said, noticing all the snow on the floor and running to his side to picking up a little. Jeff, Lucario, and the bubble monkey got out of the cave. Suddenly, a female monkey with a ribbon on her head walks in front of the three, and bubble monkey catches a sight of her.
Yuki kiki,
the bubble monkey said.
What did he say?
Jeff asked. He said that she is her type, Lucario pointed out, because I can understand bubble monkeys. Then the bubble monkey ran towards the female monkey, and the two ran away, and the bubble monkey waves his hand at the two and disappears out of view with her.
Wait, two? Wasn't there, like, 6-year-old Chris with them? Like, guess he just, like, stopped following them?
Then someone throws a snowball to Lucario's face.
Who just threw the snowball at me?
Lucario asked, wiping the snow out of his face.
Chris did it, Jeff answers.
Chris was laughing and holding several snowballs in his hand, but then he threw one behind a stone and someone yelled in pain, and at that was a cave boy. He spots Chris and Jeff and roars, and he runs toward them with a mace in his hand. Chris gasps and runs away, terrorized, but he cries, and then cave boy was about to hit him, but Lucario stood in front of him and the mace hit him, but somehow the mace broke in half when he touched Lucario's arm. He retaliated and punched the cave boy hard in the stomach, sending him into a tree and fainting in the process. Okay, for this next part, I'm going to try something so awesome it could hurt people's ears. You win! Jeff and company gain 618 EXP points. Jeff's level goes up by 3. Jeff's level goes up by 4. Jeff's level goes up by 5. Jeff's level goes up by 6. Jeff's level goes up by 7. Oh, baby! HP goes up by 30. Offense goes by 17. Defense by 14. Oh, baby! Speed goes up by 25. Guts goes up by 10. Luck goes up by 3. Oh, baby! Vitality goes up by 26. Oh, baby! IQ goes up by 27. Daddy Lucario, thank you, Chris said with a smile. Just when did your strength grow up suddenly? Jeff asked. What are you talking about? Lucario asked. I remember the battle agents that gruff goat in your force was inferior than this time. I calculated the strength and it was multiplied by 3 or 4, and somehow when you punched that cave boy, Jeff said, adjusting his glasses. Just wanted to save Chris. That is all. And with that, I'll end another segment of this travesty. You know, I don't even know how I'm still alive. I mean, this is just terribly written. You're listening to 93.1 FM, KSTO, St. Olaf College Radio. Stream us online at stolaf.edu/org/KSTO. I'm Ethan Horan, and this is... I guess I'm going to go with the name Gargalmesh. I need to change that on the calendar still. The next song is Hyrule Castletown from the Hyrule Symphony Orchestra. It's a really beautiful number, and I'm quite pleased to have gotten a hold of it. Thank you. The last song was The Fragrance of Dark Coffee from Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney, Trials and Tribulations. This is the theme that plays when Prosecutor Godot speaks. He's always holding a cup of coffee. He's always making metaphors about coffee. He's the smoothest character in any video game. The Japanese name for this game is Gaiakuten Saiban 3, but not like anyone really cares. In fact, I don't even know if I care. You're listening to 93.1 FM, KSTOS, and all of college radio. Stream us online at stolif.edu/org/KSTO. All right, let's put an end to this abomination for tonight. I don't know if I want to. Oh, great. Ooh, lovely. I lost my place. Whew. So awesome. Oh, there I am. Perhaps your desire for saving Chris made you so strong it is such little time, but just tempo rally. Jeff spots a building away from the stones. I don't see anything else in that building over there. We should enter. He went to that building. Lucario nodded. Daddy Lucario, can you carry me, please? Chris asked. No, he said. Chris made another frowny face, and Lucario gave up again like the last time and rolled his eyes. Fine. He grabbed Chris and placed him on his left shoulder. He hugged his left ear in happiness. What did I do to deserve this? He thought while walking inside the building. Dr. Andonaut's laboratory. Visitors? A man in the lab coat asked as he saw Jeff, London, and Lucario and Chris entering inside. What? I remember those glasses and that blonde hair somewhere before. Is it you, Jeff, my son? He asked, approaching to Jeff. If you're asking why I'm doing a British accent, it's because I really feel like there should be a bad British accent somewhere in this. You're my father. Wow, it was quite bad of you leaving me alone, Jeff remarked, adjusting his glasses. But the only thing matters, I found you at last, although I didn't want to search for you in the first place. Oh, right, sorry about that, he said, adjusting his glasses. Oh, I forgot to introduce myself. I'm Dr. Andonuts, meaning your surname is Jeff Andonuts. Dr. Andonuts pointed out. Then he sees Lucario carrying a kid who is hugging his ear. Oh, the quote didn't end there. My bad. When did you tame that monster? Tamed, past tense, that monster with the kid. He is not a monster. He is my daddy, Lucario, Chris said angrily. Did that kid just say that this monster... I mean, Lucario is his father? I don't see any similarities between them, Dr. Andonuts said. Well, Jeff explained it all to his father. And that's the gist of it. So, Chris was transformed into a 6-year-old self by accident, and you want to find a cure, Dr. Andonuts said. Jeff nodded. I have a machine for that kind of predicament. Only problem is that it's not finished yet. Do you want to build it? Yes, Jeff answered. All right then, son, grab that machine over there. But it'll be hard to complete if you don't have the necessary tools. It's not a problem, actually. I can actually finish it in less time than I expected, Jeff said, adjusting his glasses while looking at the broken machine. Almost forgot, Dad. Do you know how to get to Threed? The only way to go there is by using the Skyrunner, Dr. Andonuts pointed to a weird-looking ship. Is already finished. You and those two can go.
But do you know how to use it? Jeff was looking inside the ship. He placed the broken machine inside. It's not so hard to ride. We can go now, right? Of course, Dr. N. Of course, Dr. Andernut said as he and Lucario went... I should probably deliver all characters' voices in the same fashion because there's no way anyone can tell anything apart because... Oh, I'm terrible at this, but then again, so is the story. Sky. We should arrive to Threed in 2 hours at this rate. Meanwhile, I'll fix this machine, Jeff said, repairing the broken machine. Look, there are a lot of clouds outside, Daddy. You know who, said, pointing to a group of clouds. It is a pretty view from here, Lucario said. 1 hour later. We're above a city now. Chris was pointing to a city below. Wow, this microphone is so sensitive. How does it pick up these... Sorry. That must be Foreside, Jeff pointed out, repairing the machine. It is the biggest city in Eagle Land. It says something in that sign. Lucario readed the sign with a picture of a fat kid with blonde hair blocking his eyes and a gold teeth making a thumbs up. If your name is Ness, get out of here immediately. How can a sign have those kinds of words? Chris asked. Ask the fat kid in the sign, Lucario said sarcastically. By the way, for this writer, in the billion to one chance that he's listening, sarcasm means that you're saying something meaning exactly not... Ooh, I'm running on reserve battery power. Cropshave. I'm gonna have to cut this story short. I'm really sorry to listeners. But it just seems to... It's my fault for not really charging my computer, so I need to bring it to a close here. I apologize. I really do, but I need to actually save this thing, or my computer's going to die. You were listening to 93.1 Queso, St. Olaf College Radio. Stream us online at stolf.edu/org/queso. My computer is right about to die, and I could do the radio show, but I need to find the story again, and the podcast wouldn't be complete, and it's just a whole mess of nonsense. It's really not worth all this trouble, and I do apologize for ending it abruptly, but so it is. Yeah, just go enjoy your Halloween, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.